name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 17th of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Michaela Ann Child, I'm 38, just had my birthday, and I'm from York.
And how are you feeling today?
Tired. It's a 4 a.m. slot, it's only just after 3 in the morning.
And what inspired you to take part?
I got very interested in it when I was watching it, and obviously there's little opportunity to get involved with something of this sort of scale. It just appeals, you know, representation of modern Britain. Well, what is it? It's normal people, isn't it?
And, well, I mean, how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
It's all been a bit of a rush because I got through a cancellation, so I only found out yesterday, so it's been a bit of headless chicken running around trying to buy train tickets and organise stuff and do things like that. It's quite exciting. Children at school are all very excited that I'm going to be there and be on the plinth, and they're looking forward to seeing it, so that's nice.
So are you a teacher?
Yes.
And you've been doing this since when?
I've been teaching for years. I dread to think how long ago now, about 15 years.
And what does teaching mean to you?
Teaching's probably the most immense fun you can ever possibly have. It ranges from sort of wonderful bubbly classroom lessons where the children are really, really learning something to that real sense of achievement you get when they come out with the grades they need at the end. It's definitely vocational, no question about that.
And what are you actually planning on doing today?
On the plinth, I'm going to write a short story in the hour slot I've got.
That's amazing.
Well, I'm head of English, so if I can't write a short story, there's no hope, is there?
And are you going to broadcast this? Are you gonna share it with everybody, or is it just for personal use?
It depends on how it goes. I am tired, so if it's coming out particularly clunky and particularly horrible, it'll be for personal use entirely. If it's flowing fairly well and it's coming out okay, I might read extracts as we're going and see how it goes when I'm up there.
And where did you get this, the inspiration for?
For the short story. I'm hoping something's going to strike me while I'm there, because I've had very little time to think about it.
Okay. And is this an idea? I suppose you were told yesterday that you're... Okay, I was going to say, this is something you've been thinking about for a while.
No. Sitting on the train going, what am I going to write about?
Yeah.
Something will occur to me, it always does. You start off with a figure or a character and it just spirals out from there.
Right. And is short story writing something you've been doing
well? I mostly write novels. Short stories I dabble in every now and again. But obviously a novel on the plinth in an hour is a bit much.
And what's the subject matter usually that you...
I write a lot of teenage fiction, usually. It's quite varied.
And you've been doing this for how many years?
All my life, pretty much.
Amazing. Can I just ask you a little bit about your background? Where you're from, and where you grew up?
I grew up just south of Newcastle, on Tyne. I don't know, what do you need to know about background?
Just... about your upbringing, how it's kind of shaped you as a person.
The irony is, I come from a family of accountants, and suddenly they've produced this English teacher, novel writing daughter, which is slightly unusual. I think being in the Northeast certainly does involve a lot of creativity. There's so many legends and folk stories and songs and things that belong to the region. You can't not live with story when you're up there. It's a very, very rich cultural environment.
And what are you aiming today to walk away with from the experience?
I think I'll always be able to point at that plinth and say to my children and grandchildren, I stood on that plinth, I was part of that project, and they'll probably tell me to shut up because they've heard it all before. But it's just part of being something.
And have you been following it quite closely?
Yeah, we've been... I missed the first couple of days. I didn't actually know it was happening until a friend mentioned it, and then I've been watching it off and on, sort of round work commitments and things since. It's been fascinating. Really, really has been.
And what are you looking to kind of take away with you from the experience?
Ooh. I do think it's just that sense of being involved, that sense of being part of something. It certainly take away memories, because I think I'm going to get the door rising. Because that's happening around about 5, so I should see that just at the end of my stint, which is something quite special to see. Yeah. Don't think many people will be able to say they've seen that from the top of a plinth in Trafalgar Square.
And are you doing this today for anybody in particular?
Not really. It came about sort of fairly suddenly, so if I'd had more time, it probably would have been a charity fundraising thing, but you can't really organise that easily in 24 hours. So not on this occasion, no.
And can you just kind of talk a little bit more about English writing? I mean, how do you write? Do you vocationally?
I do a lot of writing with the children at school anyway, educationally.
Yeah.
Sort of show them how to write, how to sort of experience things. We do something called NaNoWriMo, which you may or may not have come across, every November, which is writing the draft of a novel in November. So you commit yourself to writing 50,000 words of a novel in that month, and I do it, the children do it. We'll come out with novels and T-shirts at the end of it, feel really good about ourselves. And of course, it's only a first draft, so there's all sorts of mistakes and botches and glitches and things that don't work. It's a draft, it's a novel. You can redraft from there. So we do an awful lot of that. I like writing. I do it an awful lot as a hobby anyway. It's very, very addictive.
And what kind of literature are you actually turning on its head, are you interested in reading?
I read fairly voraciously. I read virtually everything. Sci-fi is the one genre I can get into. But other than that, it doesn't really much matter. It depends on my mood. One day it might be a classic. Another day it might be trashy beach fiction. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Depends on mood.
And to go back to your album, Plinth, how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Nervous. I'm not a big fan of cameras or microphones. It'll be okay. I'll just pretend they're not there.
And are you looking to interact with the crowd as well?
I suspect there probably won't be that many people around. I'll be surprised if there are. I think I've probably got one of the quietest spells of the day. But if anybody happens to wander past them, very happy to chat with them. Passes the time.
Great. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us.